Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the China Ceramic First Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference call over to David Rudnick. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Raquel. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramic First Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramic's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Zhang Huang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmond Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements as contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and we refer to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represents management's estimates as of today, May 14, 2012. China Ceramic assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to nearest GAAP equivalents can be found on the earnings press release earlier today. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramic's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhang Huang, and China Ceramic's CFO, Mr. Edmond Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫。在此，我代表全公司上下同仁，欢迎各位
把握我们2012年一季度的电话会议。2012年第一季度，我们再次创下历史新高，收入同比增长21%，利润同比增长33%。支持我们信仰增长的因素，一方面是产能扩张后带来的销售增长，另一方面也是同比增长18%的产品销售单价。这正是我们可比和品牌的集中体现，也将在未来为我们带来更多的订单。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone joining our First Quarter 2012 Earnings Conference Call. In the first quarter of 2012, we are pleased to report record strong financial results, achieving 21% revenue growth year-over-year and 33% income growth. Our robust revenue growth was driven by the increased sales volume of ceramic tiles due to our expanded production capacity, as well as an increase in average selling prices of our products, which increased 18% as compared to the first quarter of 2011. This goes to illustrate that our excellent reputation and highly recognizable brand name continues to instill confidence in our customers, which leads to continued strong demand for our products.
2011年，我们成功地扩张了2个工厂的产能，目前总产能已经达到年产量5600万平方米。 从普通产品到高端产品转变，我们的毛利率水平也可以维持的，利润的同比增长也是可以期待的。
We successfully executed on our capacity expansion plan at our two facilities in 2011, so that our annual production capacity of ceramic tiles now stands at 56 million square meters, up nearly 50% from our capacity levels at the beginning of 2011. Our utilization of our current capacity is currently about 96%, which signifies continued healthy customer demand for our products. However, as we are being very thoughtful as to the business climate and macroeconomic outlook in China, we will look to further expand our plant's capacity depending on the business outlook and as determined by customer demand. However, we believe that our gross margins are sustainable and our profits will show healthy year-to-year comparisons as our customers continue to transition from the lower margin ceramic tiles to better performing higher margin products.
在2011年的大幅度扩张之后，我们在2012年第一季度的资本项支出为零。对于这个数字的前年预测，我们估计为$3,800万，预计会计重要下半年，如刚才所提到的，我们会密切关注宏观走势，并基于市场情况和客户需求深度调整投资额。若我们的产品持续受到热捧，我们将额外增加恒达利工厂1,600万平方米的产能，以达到7,200万平方米的产能。
Consequently, in the first quarter, our capital expenditure were new, and for the year we have estimated them to be approximately $38 million, which will likely be weighted towards the back half of the year. As indicated, we will carefully monitor the macroeconomic environment throughout the year, and we will add additional capacity as business conditions and customer demand warrants. Should we experience strong sustained demand for our products, our plan would be to phase in an additional 16 million square meters of capacity at our Hengdeli facility, so that we will achieve a total of 72 million square meters of annual production of ceramic tiles in 2012.
我们将继续分销站内直接供货给大型房地产商，我们也有一系列产品正在测试并准备在近期投放市场，这都是我们在2012年新增长点。凭借我们的扩张的产能、出色的研发、知名的品牌和优秀的历史，我们必将赢得更多的市场份额，收获更出色的表现。总结说来，我对一季度的财务报表很满意，并期待着将来和大家分享更多我们的增长故事。接下来有请我们的财务总监给大家介绍这季度财务数字和详细情况，谢谢。
We are continuing to refine our distribution strategy by going direct to large property developers, and we have a robust pipeline of new products to be tested and marketed in the near future. These are all exciting initiatives for China Ceramics in 2012. With our increased capacity expansion, proven R&D capabilities, strong brand recognition, and eminent track record, China Ceramics is well positioned to utilize our competitive advantage to secure additional growth market share gains in the industry. In conclusion, we are very pleased with our first quarter performance, and I look forward to sharing further progress reports as to China Ceramics operational and financial progress in 2012. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the China Ceramics first quarter 2012 earnings results in more detail. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Our revenue for the first quarter 2012 was RMB 372.3 million, or US dollar 59.1 million, up 20.9% from RMB 307.9 million, or US dollar 46.8 million, from the first quarter 2011. The year-over-year increase in revenue was driven in part by a 2.6% increase in the sales volume of ceramic tiles to 11.7 million square meters in the first quarter of 2012, from 11.4 million square meters in the first quarter of 2011. In addition, the average selling price increased in the first quarter of 2012 to RMB 31.8 per square meter, compared to RMB 26.9 per square meter in the comparable quarter of 2011, due to a change in the sales mix, with more sales coming from our new higher-priced rustic series of ceramic tiles, which is being produced from our new Hengdeli facility. The decrease in sales in the first quarter of 2012 as compared to the fourth quarter of 2011 is primarily due to a 5.6% decrease in sales volume from 12.4 million square meters. Gross profit for the first quarter 2012 was RMB 113 million square RMB, or US dollar 18 million, up 18.6% from RMB 95.3 million, or US dollar 14.5 million, for the first quarter of 2011. The year-over-year increase in the gross profit was mostly driven by the change of sales mix, with more sales coming from higher-margin rustic series of ceramic tiles. Gross profit margin was 30.4% for the first quarter end March 31st, 2011, compared to 31% for the same period of 2011. The year-over-year increase in gross profit margin was the result of the higher revenue partially offset by increased material costs and labor costs. Profit for before taxation for the first quarter 2012 was RMB 96.6 million, or US dollar 15.4 million, up 29% from RMB 74.9 million, or US dollar 11.4 million, in the first quarter of 2011. The year-over-year increase in profit before taxation was the result of higher gross profits, as well as lower administrative expenses. Net profit for the first quarter 2012 was RMB 31.7 million, or US dollar 11.4 million, up 32.8% from RMB 54 million, or US dollar 8.2 million, in the same period of 2011. The year-over-year increase in net profit was the result of higher gross profit, as well as the aforementioned lower administrative expenses. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 73.4 million, or US dollar 11.7 million in the first quarter 2012, an increase of 20.1% from RMB 61.1 million, or US dollar 9.3 million in the first quarter of 2011. Non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 3.59 or US dollar, 0.57 in the first quarter 2012, up 7.2% from RMB 3.35 or US dollar, 0.51 in the same period of 2011. Turning to our balance sheet. As of March 2012, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 76.1 million or US dollar 12.1 million as compared to RMB 42.1 million or US dollar 6.7 million as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in cash and bank balances was the result of sustained revenues and no capital expenditure during the quarter end March 31st, 2012. As of March 31st, 2012, we had an inventory turnover of 109 days, compared with 84 days as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in inventory turnover was mainly due to an increase in finished goods due to the slow moving of new series of ceramic tiles produced from our new handling facility. Moving to our outlook. Looking into the future, our backlog of orders for delivery in the second quarter of 2012 is approximately RMB 440.6 million or US dollar 70 million, representing a year-over-year growth rate of 18.3% compared to the second quarter of 2011. This year-over-year growth rate is lower than that of previous quarters, reflective of the impact of a slow-moving macroeconomic environment. We estimate that our sales volume of ceramic tiles in the second quarter of 2012 will be approximately 12.9 million square meters. This figure represents a slight rise from that of the fourth quarter and is attributable to the seasonality of our business. Our new production capacity enables us to more efficiently produce medium to high-end ceramic tiles produced products, implement tight operations management so as to offer an optimal product mix for sales to its end users. We continue to effectively capitalize upon our research and development efforts and have introduced large-sized tiles into the market that have experienced excellent market receptivity and have substantial profit potential. Finally, we continue to monitor the macroeconomic environment in China in terms of the general business activity and domestic infrastructure investment, such as that occurring in the real estate sector. We continue to focus on Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 cities, and are intent upon both strengthening our distribution network and engaging in more active direct sales with large developers. With that, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the first quarter financial and operation performance. Operator.
At this time, I'd like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Panhu Zhu with Roth Capital Partners.
Good evening. Congratulations on another good quarter. So my first question is about your capacity expansion at Hengdali facility. So you mentioned in the press release that, you know, 4 million of Hengdali phase 2 expansion became operational in fourth quarter of 2011. So I want to know that, you know, when will you, you know, when will the remaining 12 million capacity of phase two of Hengdali facility will become, you know, operational?
You mean the phase two of the Hengdali, when the new line should be put into operational? And at this moment, we are still waiting the power supply from the local authorities. And we believe by the end of the second quarter, we will be receiving the power supply from the local power authorities. And from that, the new facility will be put into operation.
So can I assume that, you know, the remaining 12 million capacity will not become operational in the second half of 2012? Or in other words, you know, they can only become operational in 2013.
And you are correct. We are expecting the new facility will be fully operated from the third quarter of this year.
The third quarter of this year. So you mean that, you know, in the fourth quarter of 2012, you know, we will have, you know, 72 million capacity, right? Total capacity.
For the annual capacity, we will reach 72 million. But for the whole year 2012, probably that will be less than the 72. And that will take an average number from the whole operation.
Okay, got it. So my second question is regarding your SG&A expenses. So currently, you know, CCCL intends to sell more products directly to these large real estate developers. So from my understanding, you know, to be able to sell directly to these developers, you know, it may incur additional expenses, selling and marketing expenses. So I want to know that, you know, can you provide some estimates or guidance on, you know, how much SG&A expenses will be for the remaining of 2012?
Your question is the expenses related to the direct sales to the real estate developer.
I want to know the total expenses. You know, previously our company, you know, mainly, you know, sell products through distributors, right? So that brings the selling expenses lower. So now you plan to sell more directly to developers. So from my understanding, that will increase your expenses, your selling expenses. So I want to know how much will be increased for the remaining of 2012, if any. Or in other words, you can give us an idea of, you know, what is the percentage of selling SG&A expenses to the total revenue for the remaining of 2012.
I think the general cost, the most significant cost which related to the sales is the commission, which is already deducted directly from the revenue. Mm-hmm. And from that, we normally provide 5 to 8% of the commission to our distributors. But for the direct sales to the developers, we will have a higher margins or a higher selling price direct to this property developers compared through our distribution network. And from the selling price, we sell direct to our the property developer that will normally have 3 to 5% higher than the normal product sell through the distribution network. And that means we will save about 3% of the commission from the direct sales channel.
Okay, so you are saying that, you know, by selling directly to the developers, you know, the operating margin will, you know, will increase, right, instead of decreasing. Okay.
The gross margin will increase. For the average FG&A, probably we will keep at around 3% still.
Okay, cool. So that's all my questions. Thanks for taking my questions. Thanks again.
As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of John Harrell with Harrell & Associates.
Good morning. I see in your earnings press release that growth is going to, of course, start slowing down this year. To replace that growth, does the company finally plan on issuing a cash dividend to shareholders to show some faith in the company?
And first of all, we are focusing on the our business for the operation at the right now, and we also have pretty much concern on the macroeconomics. For the dividends or to the shareholder, I think we will look at such such possibility or any viability by the end of this year, after the third quarter or so, to look at the situation at that time. Before that, at this moment, we do not consider any dividend or cash pay to the shareholder right now.
So the company is indeed worried about macroeconomic conditions in China this year?
Not really. But for the dividend policy, I think at this moment, because we still have the phase 3 or further capital expenditure in our projection. And we will only look at the if there is any excess cash by the end of the year, so that we will consider the dividend policy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Stephen Martin with Slater Capital.
Please, congratulations on a good quarter.
Thank you.
What do you expect? You said that the CapEx for the rest of the year would be about $38 million and it would be second half weighted. So if you look out to the second quarter, what would you expect CapEx to be in the second quarter?
At this moment, we expect the CapEx will be minimal at the second quarter before this phase 2 of our operation can be put into production. And that means we are waiting the power supply for our new facility before we invest any money into the new phase.
Okay, and again, for second quarter, if I read your on administrative expenses, if I read your expenses right and you exclude the non-cash compensation expense, your expenses for the administrative expenses for the first quarter were about $1.2 million. Is that a good run rate for the rest of the year?
That will be one-way expenses. I mean the $1.2 million. Because this is a kind of provision for the for the lower price of our inventory, because some of these products we need to put into production, which is selling at a lower price under the cost, so that we make some provision for such kind of product. And okay. This is a kind of one-way expenses.
Okay. To the extent that you're not adding capacity and CapEx is lower, you obviously paid off debt in the first quarter. Is that your intention for the next quarter or two while you're not building more plant capacity to continue to pay down bank borrowings?
We always want to minimize our liability if the situation are there. And this is the reason why we pay off some debt in the first quarter.
So should we expect that you're going to, since you're not, there's no CapEx in the second quarter, you would pay down more debt in the second quarter?
If we have excess cash, we will pay down some debts.
Okay. And likewise, should that lower your interest expense?
Yes. Okay. That will lower our interest expense.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. This concludes the question and answer session. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Rudnick for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much. And on behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation in this call. This concludes China Ceramics' first quarter 2012 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.